When Governor Walker kicked off his re-election campaign, he started running a TV ad where the narrator told viewers that it had gotten pretty bad 4 years ago, with a budget deficit of $3 billion.
But it's different now. Wisconsin has turned around. The deficit is gone.
That was in April. As the months went by, tax revenues lagged expectations, falling $280 million short of projections last fiscal year. That might not matter if the state kept larger balances, but Walker's budget had very little breathing room at the end of 2 years. Todd Berry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says, based on what we know right now, it looks like the budget is headed toward a shortfall.
For those of us who have been watching this for a long time, there is a little bit of sense of deja vu. 2014-15 looks a lot like 2007-08, in that we're flirting with minus signs.
Barry says the problem is that the state is spending more than it brings in.
I don't like the term structural deficit because it's being abused terribly by the media and by legislators, but there is a structural imbalance in the current year. You can't continue to spend more than you bring in.
Neither Walker nor Burke has said definitively what they do about the budget next year, though Burke offered a few ideas this week at an editorial board meeting of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
The private school tuition tax deduction is one that I would roll back. I would certainly roll back the voucher expansion funding. So going line item by line item and seeing where are you going to put priorities. Certainly I'd accept the federal Medicaid money.
Accepting federal money to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act would generate up to $315 million for the state in the next two-year budget, according to the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. The other moves would have a smaller effect. Governor Walker spends most of his time on the campaign trail talking about his tax cuts and his first budget.
We took a $3.6 billion budget deficit that we inherited from my predecessor and turned it this spring into a surplus, and we did it the old-fashioned way.
But Walker rarely talks about the projected shortfall, going so far as to suggest that the problem does not exist. Walker is relying on an assumption that tax revenues will grow faster than the Fiscal Bureau predicted. He's also assuming that spending in the next budget will remain almost flat. Budget expert John Peacock with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says it's misleading to suggest those assumptions negate any deficit.
He can't have it both ways and keep saying he inherited a $3 billion deficit and say, now looking forward, we don't have a similar sort of problem.
Peacock says the state can avoid tough decisions for the time being because it ended last fiscal year with more than $500 million in the bank.
It's not that you have red ink right now. Nobody's saying that. But it's like being told by your doctor that you have high blood pressure. You're not necessarily sick right away, but you've got to make some tough choices in order to maintain your long-term health.
Walker and Burke both have ideas for how to spend money. Both want to cut some taxes. Burke wants more for education. There's a certain amount of denial going on, Peacock says. Some campaign season wishful thinking. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.